Laylat al-Qadr, Part 1. After 19 days of purifying ourselves, we reach a stage where Allah is asking us to seek the highest grace and blessings available. The night of Qadr, which could be on any of the odd nights in the last 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan, is a night which, according to the Holy Quran, is better than 1,000 months. That's over 80 years. This means that the night has the potential to bring the same change in our lives that 80 plus years without it would bring. The mercies and blessings of this night are unlimited. The question is, how do I increase my capacity to receive more of it? The Ahlul Bayt have guided us and given us a list of actions to perform on this night. Amongst various other acts and amal for the nights of Qadr, we are recommended to recite 2 units of prayer, in it reciting Surah Tawheed 7 times in each unit, and afterwards seeking forgiveness 70 times. We're also recommended to recite various supplications as well as the amal of the Holy Quran. What is the significance of these actions? The prayer, why do we recite Surah Tawheed 7 times? The root cause of all purification is belief in the oneness of Allah, Tawheed. Once we have professed Tawheed, we are then in a state to ask Allah's forgiveness for our sins. The Quran Amal. First, we recite a dua asking for the sake of the Quran that we be granted heaven and saved from hell. If we have everything in this world, yet we end up in the hellfire in the hereafter, we've lost. And if we have all the problems and hardships and trials and sadness in this world, and yet achieve heaven in the hereafter, we are the winners. The second act that we do in relation to the Quran is to place it on our heads. This may be a symbolic way of expressing to Allah our promise to live life guided by the Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran in Surah 5, verse 68, O people of the book, you do not stand on anything until you observe the Torah and the Injil and what was sent down to you from your Lord. According to this verse, the only way we have any foundation is if we follow what was sent down to us from our Lord, in our case, the messages of the Quran, and they come into our heart and we observe them in our lives. Make the most of the holy nights of Qadr. Remember your family and friends and those who were with us last year, but sadly are not with us this year. Indeed, we don't know if this month of Ramadan could be our last.